dreams will fade, all fears away. There is hope in the quiet of Christmas. The whole world is waiting to say, Christmas is home. Hope for the children, hope for the world, and all that will be led our hearts. Keep singing the song of one great family.
There is joy in the eyes of a child who is dreaming of what life may bring.
There is joy for today. Close your eyes and let your heart sing. Christmas is joy. Joy for the children, joy for the world.
And all
let our hearts keep singing the song of one great family.
There is peace, peace for the world, hope that one day we will see all our hearts filled with the joy and love and such divinity.
Christmas is peace,
peace for the children, peace for the world, and all that will be led our hearts. Keep singing the song of one great family.
One family, one spirit, and never alone. Christmas is love, love of children, love. Hearts keep singing of one great family.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
So join us for our opening hymn. Our opening hymn is, O Come All Ye Faithful. We invite you to stand if you're able to do so.
Lord, we greet thee, born this house.
Please be seated. Merry Christmas. Welcome. We're so grateful you're with us, and we also welcome those that are live streaming with us tonight as well. I know there's a lot of people out in the Minneapolis area that want to be me, you know, but you might have received a scam email this afternoon, and that would be, had my name on it. It sounded just like me, had blessings, Reverend Pat, said go buy some gift cards and all kind of wonderful things. But I just want to clear that up before we start our service, that even though people might want to be like me, they're not me. I'm a unique, unrepeatable expression of God. And guess what? That was a scam. So don't respond to that. I just wanted to be clear about that. Somehow they accessed some contacts of mine. So welcome again. We're really grateful that you're with us. You know, we teach practical teachings here that help us to live meaningful, healthy, and prosperous lives. One of our core values here at Unity Minneapolis is that of welcoming. So my dear friends, if you're a guest with us tonight, or you feel like you're a guest for tonight, please allow us to honor your presence. Please allow us to honor your presence. Just take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. Any guests? We've got some guests out here. Keep your hands up, please. Please keep your hands up. Please keep your hands up until our ushers. Yes, I love this. Keep your hands up until our ushers get to you. The rose that you're receiving helps us to identify you. It helps us to identify you and give you that very personal one-on-one welcome. That packet of information you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. And in that packet, there's a card. There's a card. And we invite you to fill out any part of that card and turn that into our book desk, and we have a gift for you. So just keep your hands up just for a moment. I think our ushers were like a little surprised, along with the ministerial team being a little surprised up here, too. So just keep your hands up. We really want to honor you, Judith. Right here in the front. She's taking roses away from people. What's going on here, Judith? Anyway, if you did not get a rose tonight, oh my goodness, we'll be honored to give you one as you leave the sanctuary. That is, provided there's some left over. Okay. Anyway, all what I've just said is important, obviously. Judith, right down here. We have a beautiful guest right here. Right here. Let's applaud these fabulous guests, okay? So what I just said was, one thing I do want to remind you of is all what I said is important. But one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this. And that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you are welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Now then, join me in our opening prayer. I invite you just to go to that place within your heart and within your mind that only you can go. Take that deep breath with me. And as we exhale, we know our oneness with each other and our oneness with all that is. With all that is. And tonight, we have journeyed to Bethlehem through lighting that candle of hope and faith. We have leaned into peace. We have recommitted to expressing more love. And we are grateful that we're able to be the joy of the Christ presence in this world. So grateful. We feel that presence tonight moving in and through each of us, that presence known by many names. Tonight, we know it as the Christ presence. I'm grateful that we are here to celebrate the birth of the Christ Jesus but also to celebrate that birth of the Christ within us. And we are indeed blessed. Bless our Unity Minneapolis community with this spirit of unity, understanding, and goodwill as we come together tonight to honor the birth of the Christ presence, our teacher, our way shower, Jesus the Christ, and honoring that birth within ourselves. And we say thank you. Thank you, God. Amen. Unity is a spiritual movement that teaches principles to support individuals in realizing their spiritual potential and experiencing a fulfilling life. One of the foundational teachings of unity is the concept of 12 powers, which are considered innate spiritual faculties or gifts within each person. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our unity movement, identified 12 spiritual faculties, often referred to as powers or gifts, which individuals can develop to achieve spiritual awakening that assist in the birthing of the Christ consciousness. These powers are often associated with various aspects of human consciousness and can be applied in different contexts, including the celebration of Christmas. Unity's 12 powers can be applied to enhance the spiritual experience of Christmas by encouraging individuals to embody qualities such as faith, love, understanding, and compassion, especially during the holiday season. Applying these powers can contribute to a deeper and more meaningful celebration of Christmas for those who follow Unity's teachings and assist us all in birthing that Christ presence within. Tonight, we blend scripture, 12 powers, and the music of the season to remind us of the birth of Jesus the Christ and the potential of the birth of the Christ presence within ourselves. And we begin tonight with the first reading. Matthew, the first chapter, beginning with verse 18 through 24. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And when Joseph awoke from the sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but he had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus."
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? Say, what may the tidings be which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see, in whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee, Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
On this holy Christmas Eve, we give you the world, give the world the gift of understanding. We recognize there are many troubled situations in our world, and to these situations, we give understanding. We understand that the universal laws of order, peace, love, and wisdom stand under all of creation. We understand that the foundation of our world is the presence and the power that we call God. We acknowledge the good active in our lives. We give thanks that the perfect, full expression of the Christ consciousness is for all. And as we light this candle, we affirm it as a symbol of our understanding of the giving of this gift to all humankind.
On this holy Christmas Eve, we give to the world the gift of renunciation. In a clear moment, the power that is the Christ consciousness within us frees us from the mistaken identities and ideas and makes room for higher concepts of perfection. The hurts of the past year, misunderstandings and sorrows are now washed away. We release all unforgiving thoughts and feelings. We let go of the past. We establish a new, wonderful world. As we light this candle, we affirm it as a symbol of release.
Our second reading is from Luke, the first chapter, beginning with the 39th verse. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to Judea, the Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. And surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed."
have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a babe inside, and I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have come and chosen me now to carry your Son. I am waiting in a silent prayer. I am frightened by the load I bear, in a world as cold as stone, must I walk this path alone? Be do you wonder, as you watch my face, if a wiser one should have had my place? But I offer all I am for the of your plan. Help me be strong. Help me be
On this holy Christmas Eve, we give to the world the gift of our will. We let go of all small ego concerns. We relax our hold upon earthly demands. We let go of tension and stress. We know that infinite intelligence, they're all things, are in divine order. We give to the world our willingness to let that perfect will be ours. We acknowledge that that perfect will for us is good and only good. As we light this candle, we affirm it as a symbol of the merging of our will into that perfect will.
On this holy Christmas Eve, we give to the world the gift of our zeal. Joy, enthusiasm, and zeal bring a sparkle into our world. The indomitable spirit that is God uplifts and sustains us. Whatever the need, we are lifted up by spirit and all is fulfilled. We celebrate happiness. We celebrate the joy and enthusiasm that bubbles up and bursts forth into the world, bringing everlasting goodness. That is God. As we light this candle, we affirm. We affirm it as the symbol of joy and awareness of spiritual zeal.
Our third reading is from Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Sirius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and lay him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Oh.
On this holy Christmas Eve, we give the world the gift of order. We realize there is no need, no situation that the love that is the Christ cannot harmonize, adjust, and make right. For that love establishes divine order. We are in tune with the infinite. Our gift of order establishes itself in proper timing and in perfect peace. All confusion and disorder are dissolved. The power that is God is active in the world in an orderly, peaceful, loving way. And as we light this candle, we affirm it as a symbol of our dedication to divine order in our world.
On this holy Christmas Eve, we give the world the gift of power, the powerful affirmation of the truth that is God is our gift to the world this Christmas Eve. Through the power that is the Christ within, we create our world. We release that power in positive ways, creating, upbuilding, liberating, and enlightening as we speak. We affirm only good. We affirm only love. We affirm only peace. As we light this candle, we affirm it as a symbol of the power that is God on earth.
Our fourth reading is also from Luke, the second chapter, beginning with the 8th verse. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Tell it on the mountain that Jesus. tell it.
Go tell it.
Oh, go tell it.
Tell it.
On this holy Christmas Eve, we give the world the gift of imagination. We imagine a world full of love. We imagine a world of peace. We imagine everyone well fed. We imagine every home prospered. We imagine each person realizing the truth of their being and accepting their indwelling Christ. And as we light this candle, we light this candle as a symbol. As a symbol of a world where everyone images and accepts their divinity.
On this holy Christmas Eve, we give the world the gift of life. We acknowledge that every phase of life is fascinating. We rejoice in the new ideas, new discoveries, new revelations, and new involvement of each day. We give the awareness of purpose to every part of life. We give thoughts of pure health and revitalizing life to everyone. As we light this candle, we affirm it as a symbol of our gift of life to the world.
On this holy Christmas Eve, we give to the world the gift of our strength. We know that the Christ within is our strength. In a moment of confusion, we are held steady and calm by that knowing. We acknowledge patience and steadfastness in that truth. We affirm for all people everywhere that they have the inner resources to embrace life. For the Christ within is our refuge and strength. we can do all things from that source. And so we light this candle. We light this candle and affirm it. As a symbol of this gift of spiritual strength.
And our fifth reading from Matthew, the second chapter, 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where's the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For from you shall come a ruler who is the shepherd, my people, who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. And then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Oh,
on this holy Christmas Eve. We give the world the gift of wisdom. Divine wisdom is in all people everywhere. The ability to make wise, well thought through decisions. The ability to remember and retain needed information. The ability to put things into proper perspective. The ability to weigh options and make right choices is given to all. This gift comes from our hearts and minds and flows freely into this great world. As we light this candle, we affirm it as a symbol of the gift of divine wisdom for all the world.
On this holy Christmas Eve, we give to the world the gift of love. As co-creators with the infinite presence, we are needed to fill our particular niche in life. No one else can express the love that is God to the world in exactly the way we each can. We bless each other. We acknowledge that the love that is God is in action in our world today. And as we light this candle, we light it and affirm this candle and this light as a symbol of the spiritual love that is God radiating forth into our world.
On this holy Christmas Eve, we give to the world the gift of our faith. This is the faith that knows that the true essence of everything is God. This faith is expectation, is unshakable. It knows that the power at work in every situation is the infinite presence. This is the faith that affirms for all people everywhere, you are the Christ. This is the firm foundation that underlies all creation. As we light this candle, we affirm our gift of faith in the presence and the power that is God, active in everyone and in everything.
We have acknowledged all 12 powers tonight. Those of you that attend regularly on Sunday morning, a regular thing that I do is your assignment if you choose to accept it. First of all, my assignment for you is this Christmas season is to remember who you are. Remember who you are and whose you are. Not only to remember that divine Christ presence within you, that we give the opportunity to be birthed each and every day, each and every moment, but also to acknowledge that Christ presence within our fellow human beings, every living thing on this planet, and perhaps those that are not living, but to acknowledge that Christ presence. That's first and foremost, I believe, is important for us, for me, if I want to bring world peace. If I want to have a part in world peace, that's my job. My other invitation to you is these 12 powers that perhaps you've become, maybe it's the first time you've heard about them. Maybe you think, I don't know anything about them. But my invitation to you, if you want to continue to transform your life, is to take one, two of these powers, whatever, and work with them this year. It will make a huge difference for you, I promise you. So my heart is full tonight to see so many wonderful people here that I've not seen in a while, and it's just great to have you here. Before we move into our meditation, I'd like to take just a moment and to acknowledge our fabulous music team over here. Reverend Tony is going to lead us in a guided meditation. Enjoy.
So I ask you now, take that deep breath. Allow yourself to be in this space, at this time. This meditation is entitled Spirit of Christmas. Once again, we come together in celebration of that special night spoken of in the story told from so long ago. Once again, this is a different time. It's a different country from the one in which the story took place. And once again, much now still remains the same. Our world is still touched by violence and fear, still wrestling with poverty and oppression. Tonight, our world still reaches out to know peace and to know love. And so once again, allow yourself to move from this moment in time to that other moment, that other country, that place that, as the story tells us, was also shattered even then, by violence, oppression, and poverty. Its people then also were crying out for peace and for love. And in this story, on that silent night, much like any other night, to a family much like any other family, a child was born who would bring forward peace and love for all peoples everywhere. Tonight, we are reminded through the reading of that story that the spirit of peace and love, that Christ child born on that night so long ago, is, as always, within us. This is not the celebration of the rebirth of peace and love into our world. It is the celebration of a renewal of the promise made in the birth of that one child. A promise that comes from unexpected places. A promise that is renewed with the birth of each child. A promise that sees its potential fulfillment in the faith and in the work of our community. Tonight, we celebrate the renewal of this spirit of love and the renewal of our commitment to that spirit. The spirit of this night is the touchstone of all our earthly endeavors in the name of peace and love. May those who have lost hope look to this night and its promise of a renewed spirit. May those who live in fear look to this night and its promise of peace on earth. May those who feel alone look to this night and its promise of love to all people. Tonight, we are a people open to the recognition of the Christ love and peace. May our eyes be open and our hearts together. May we become fully present to ourselves and to our world. May we know the Christ love as our touchstone in the coming year. May we know and allow infinite spirit to work through us and as us. May we be angels announcing love's presence to the world. May we be shepherds awake to the promise, even when the rest of the world may be sleeping. May we be wise ones who see the Spirit where others may not. May we be generous with our own gifts given in love service. May we be the one in whom the promise is renewed. May we know the blessing of the eternal and of the beloved this night. May the peace of this Christmas and the grace and promise of love renewed be with us now and always. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Tony. This time I'm going to invite you to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis. You know, I like to say we're self-supporting through our own contributions. We are. And we're able to do programs like this and able to offer a full program service church because of you. Because of you. Your gifts make it possible. Not only those here in the sanctuary, but those that are online. There's numerous ways that you can give. There's an offering basket that will be passed shortly. There's secured online giving at unityminneapolis.org donate. There's also a QR code in the pews in front of you that you can use. Your checks can also be mailed. You can also use Venmo and PayPal, search for Unity Minneapolis. You can also give me a check on the way out, okay? Be sure it's made out to Unity Minneapolis, okay? Wow, I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth, and we are going to take just a moment. I'm going to affirm our church offertory blessing once, then I ask you to affirm it with me and then silently. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. On this holy Christmas Eve, we are indeed grateful. Thank you. Thank you, God.
This evening we're going to honor the original poem, which was the inspiration for the song that we share with you every year. And the poem comes from France, and it's written by a gentleman named Placide Capot. Minuit, je retiens, c'est l'heure solennelle. Où l'âme Dieu descendit jusqu'à nous. Pour effacer la tâche originelle et de son père arrêter le Le monde entier tressaille d'espérance en cette nuit qui lui donne une saveur. Peuple à genoux, attends ta délivrance.
Taught us to love one another. lies love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for lo, he is my brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus praise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord, then ever, ever praise we his power and glory.
Judy, Rachel, we can now have Christmas. It's great, great. So let's take a moment and just pause again. Pause in that pause of gratitude, giving thanks for this power of blessing, giving thanks for those things that we bless, they increase in our life, the love, the joy, the grace. So we bless these gifts tonight. And we send them forth to fulfill our vision and our mission of a transformed world. Thank you. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Thank you. We also invite you, if you've not done so, to remember us in your year-end giving as well. Thank you so much. So our Christmas Eve candle lighting service. The act of candle lighting during a Christmas Eve service symbolizes the arrival of a light in the midst of darkness. It represents the idea of hope, renewal, and the spiritual significance of Christ as the light of the world. It represents the Christ presence within you and within every person. As we pass the light from one candle to another, we share our joy, love, and goodwill. This simple act symbolizes spreading positivity and kindness during the holiday season, and reminds us to share our Christ light within this Christmas season. So let me give a few instructions in our candle lighting. First of all, be careful, be safe. No hats on fire, no hair on fire, be safe. The other thing is the candle that is lit always remains upright. So as what we will do is I will light Reverend Tony and Reverend Kevin's candles, and they will light the center rolls. And then we have two ushers coming down the side that will help. Before we begin this, does anyone need a candle? Does anyone need a candle? There's some candles needed down front on the... John, just keep your hands up if you need a candle. Okay. And then the ushers will light from the back down. Candles. Now, the other thing is, wrapped around that candle, I'd invite you to remove it now if you choose to. But that candle has been blessed, and it has a power wrapped around it. So I would encourage you, of these 12 powers that we listened to tonight, that you work with that power this year. And if you got a different one this morning, you're blessed. You get to work with two powers this year. So I'll hold the candle upright. Reverend Tony and Reverend Kevin will move. And remember, as you pass the light, keep the lit candle upright.
Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, alles schläft, einsam war, nur das Trote, hoch heilige Paar.
thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Invite you to gently blow your candle out. And as you do, remind yourself that that light of God within you can never be blown out. It is always there. So on behalf of our staff and our board of trustees, we wish you a very, very, very Merry Christmas. Thanks for being here tonight. Let's stand together as we sing our closing song, Joy to the World.
Joy.